All right. What's going on, everybody? What's going on? I have to move the show back from 12 to 12:30. Welcome, everybody. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, January the 3rd, January the 3rd of 2018. And the time is 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another powerful show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the Word of God. So my brothers and my sisters, we're going to jump right in today. We've got a powerful message for you. This is the introduction to a new audio series entitled Replacing Error with Truth. Again, this is going to be one of those deep series. So today is the introduction to the series that I'm going to be starting on Saturn's Day. So this Saturn's Day, January the 6th, 2018, I will start the new series at 12 noon on Saturn's Day or Saturday, maybe 12:30 or 1, but we'll start it, and it'll be on my private pay-per-view channel. This is going to be a seven-part series where I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify, again, the truth, not the King James Version. So I've been talking about this whole the truth thing for a while. Everybody says, okay, yeah, this dude, you're talking about, what is the truth, the truth? This dude, everybody claims they got the truth. Everybody walking around, you know, chest stuck out, banging on their chest, talking about how they got the truth. Well, brothers and sisters, yeah. You can probably count on maybe one or two fingers. The people that do have the truth. What is the truth? The truth is everything that you've been taught is a lie. Now, not you personally, but other people that you know. So to unlock the truth, brothers and sisters, we have to look outside of the system. That simply means that, now, let's be reasonable and logical, if we can do that for a moment. So if we are reasonable and logical, you know that something is off. Like in the Matrix, you don't know what it is, but you know something is off. Now, if you've been listening to me, you know that we live in a system that is an unauthorized production. So I've been saying that for years. That's nothing new. But what I have not shared with anybody and what I'm going to be sharing in this new series, again, you sign up now, it's $25. After the fourth, it goes to $49. After it starts, it goes to $99. For everybody to support the life management system in order to continue with the system for some of the old members, because you guys pretty much just need to get, you know, like the books and tapes just for your library. You can hang on to that stuff. That's awesome. That's great. Not going to help you too much without knowing what I'm going to share. Now, can you go or proceed without listening to this? Absolutely. God can show you the same thing he showed me. Now, you can do exactly what I did. And that is to say, Father, I need you to show me because I ain't going to listen to nobody. You can do that. That's what I did. So do you have to take the series? No. If you're just looking for life and life more abundantly, then you want to take the series. You want to go ahead and be a part of this series if you want a shortcut. Now, let me make sure you understand. There really isn't no shortcuts. You have to be able to allow the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma, to remove the scales from your eyes. However, with that being said, there are things that are sent into your life to verify or to be a witness. And one of the things that kind of assist me is I always make sure that from a science perspective, from a biblical perspective, and from a non-canonized text perspective, I like to get that three-stranded cord. I like to get three witnesses. And so that was something shared with me by Sister Ellen, shared a great website with me that had lots of it I don't agree with, but it had lots of stuff that I do agree with, like most of. You got to, you know, chew the meat and spit out the bone, so to speak. But that was a verifying witness for me. And the verifying witness was that it is okay to proceed with sharing something that I haven't shared with nobody. And that is sharing with you the fact that the way that you think and operate is the flaw. So the truth is that as I'm speaking to you, your brain is interpreting stuff, and that's the flaw. The flaw is the way you think, not what you think. So regardless of whether you are Presbyterian or Methodist, whether you are Buddhist or Hindu, whether you are slave or free, whether you are a Gentile or a Jew, whether you are fat or skinny, whether you are happy or sad, whether you're rich or poor, that's all duality. Whether you are up or down, whether you are good or bad, whether you are sinner or saint, that's all duality. That dog don't hunt. Nothing on the earth hunts. It don't work. So regardless of the system you have, it's flawed. Now, you should be saying to yourself, the same thing that I said when I found this out, and I kind of, you know, went into my shell, turned my back on everything that I was taught because I could not believe that I spent and wasted that much time and energy in that system. I was pretty angry at God, so I said that that's not possible. So I went and hung out with the devil. And he said the same thing that God said. That's when I really got messed up, when I saw the language and the words and the names of the deities was the same in both systems. Now, a lot of people haven't been privy. That's why I recommend that if you don't believe me, go to a Satanist, go to a seance, go find a witch, go find a shaman, go take some ayahuasca or some DMT, go smoke some peyote and go into a sweat lodge with some Native Americans and experience these plant deities. I got clients who telling me the same thing that I already experienced. So if you don't believe me, that's great. Get your own personal experience. That works better. When you get finished, though, then give me a call and we can pick up where we left off. Because what you're going to find out is what I've been saying. Because whatever you're doing, just like with me and everybody, that's what the Bible says, there's none righteous, no, not one. That's what Jesus said, light came in the darkness, and darkness perceived it not. So in this series, again, it's got to share proof. Anybody can make these statements. People make statements all the time. But I need proof. I don't know about you, but I need some science. So we're going to talk science. I need some scriptures. So we're going to talk scriptures. I really need some biology because I'm a biological being. So we're going to talk biology. So during this series, we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to bypass your current habit pattern and your negative pattern to life. How to bypass the seven steps. Now, just everything I taught in 2017, everything that's part of the life management system, all of that stuff takes you through the step-by-step process for people like me that I don't believe what other people say. I'm sorry, dog. I love you. I appreciate you. But I don't believe you. So for people like me, I need to see the nail scars in your hand. I'm going to research it for myself. So that's why I did the seven steps. But then there was other people who, they're like, dude, just give me, I don't need that. If the dog hunts, if the system works, I'm good. So I don't need all the details. I don't need 50 books. I don't need 365 shows. If you see an error, just tell me the error. I will correct the error and we can move on. For those people, I'm not one of those people, but I'm finding out as more people join the life management system that there are people out there that say, Brother Will, I don't want to read all 50 of your books, homie. I know you're a prolific author. A mad respect for your game, homie. You know, I know you got 2,000 shows. Hey, brother, man, you are a YouTube guru. And I know you do shows every day at 12 noon, but I got a wife and kids, homie, and I got a job. I ain't got time to listen to all of that. So do you got a condensed version? So for all those folks, that's why I'm doing this series. For all of the people that ain't like me, that don't need every jot and every tittle crossed, that don't want to take the 5-year course, don't want to take the 1 year, you want to go directly to the throne room. That's the purpose of this series. For everybody who want to go directly to the throne room and want to blow your cookies. Now, again, it's a little rough. I don't advise this for the average Joe. If you're a new believer, I damn sure don't advise it. Because I'm telling you, you might end up, you know, in a nut house. Because I was in a vegetative state for, man, a good, like, I was just curled up in a fetal position just crying for a good 2 weeks when I found this out. So, again, this ain't for the weak of heart. But if you man enough for it, if you want to, you know, hey, you want to drink your coffee straight black, this is the program. This is the series. Now, people say, you're like, hey, well, but you said I'm on the auto series, man. You say, like, this is the bomb. It is. If you really listen to what I'm saying, I'll just say the same thing over and over again in a different way. If you really listen. So this time, I'm going to say the same thing I said in the etheric series. What's the difference? This time, I'm going to tell you the names and the places, and so that way you can look it up yourself. But this time, with this series, unlike any of the other series, we're going to go through some very dangerous stuff. Number one, during this series, we're going to reveal, explain, and illuminate, and simplify how to escape the matrix in, like, you know, 5 minutes. And I did a 7-hour series, How to Exit the Matrix. So the whole world, let me make sure you understand. Man, that's you. You are constructed of mass or matter. The mass and matter that you are made up of is an unauthorized production. Your mass and matter is held together by a flame of luminous fire. That's what it talks about in the ancient text. It's called the element phosphate. Phosphorus by Lucifer. Now, you should not believe that. First time I heard it, I didn't believe it either. So I looked it up. Now, the word prince inside the Bible, if you look that up, as we've already done, means archon. Now, you probably don't know what an archon is. A lot of people don't. So we got to look that up. So that's what we're going to do during the series. Now, you also should say, as I've said, that there are different types of beings. So I got a book that's $499. It's called The Ontological History of Mankind. In that book, I break down the 8 types of mankind. Now, in that book, I talked about how there are some beings that are made up of water. Some beings are made up of mud. Some beings are made up of clay. Some beings are made up of dirt. There are some beings that are made up of mud. And there's other. All of these beings are different kinds of man. In the Egyptian Book of the Dead, it talks about beings are made up of soil. In the ancient Inca Pahamak, Pahamake, is an ancient Incan document. Those people are made of stone, according to that document. Now, there is ancient text that's found underneath the Vatican that talks about the essence of the spirit. It's also talked about inside of Plato, Socrates, and another ancient text called the Timaeus, T-I-M-A-E-U-S. We're going to break down that. And in this ancient text, it talks about, again, the 6 kingdoms that's mentioned inside of, again, the Hindu Bible and a lot of the other ancient texts. And it talks about something that's inside of the Egyptian Book of the Dead called the Fa-Ba-Om. I don't recommend you saying that. That is a mantra that unleashes the homunculus, or what some people call the red planet. Now, I've done the show. Now, there are people who use this to astral project. They don't know what they're doing, but they find out when they get out there. So if you say the words, which I don't recommend you saying, as I say, when you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. But there are a lot of people like me that don't believe me, and they don't do it. So you can go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in the word F-A-R-A-O-N- I don't recommend you do it. But if you like me, if you need to see the nail scars in your hand, do it. And when you pronounce that mantra according to the Egyptian Book of the Dead, that word really means Pharaoh. See what happens. Just try it if you don't believe me. That's one thing that comes with old age. It's called experience. You can't buy it. See, my grandmother used to tell me this when I was a little boy, and I laughed at her, probably like you laughing at me. And my grandmother used to tell me, boy, you got to learn the hard way. Your ass is hard-headed. I'm like, yeah, big mama, whatever. And I go out and play in the traffic. And my grandmother used to always tell me, you got two ways of learning. You can learn from other people's experience and mistakes, or you can go out there and learn from your own. And I was like, big mama, I'm going to go out there and learn on my own. So that's what I did. So I have something that's a little different from most people. I have real life experience. See, I didn't read about it in the book. I can tell you about my experience with a witch in Mexico. I can tell you about my experience on the Indian reservation called Isleta with a Navajo shaman. I could tell you about my experiences when I was a little kid, walk around in circles, dropping, sprinkling chicken blood in the fire and watching the fire dance and entities and deities coming out of the fire. But you probably wouldn't believe me. So you might need some experience. So I'm going to give you that info so that way you can go out and get you some experience so you can understand, because see, you don't believe me. So you don't believe me, so you got to get experience. So you might need to go do a blood orgy or engage in one, or you might need to go do a Ouija board, or you might want to draw the spinning circle and triangle of Solomon and open up that demonic portal and let some demons come into your house and possess your children and have them flop on the floor like a fish and have seizures and shit like mine did. You might need to do that, homie. So I'm gonna give you that. You might need to understand the name Adonai, El Shaddai, Elion, all the words that's inside of the Helios Biblos. It's in the same book, the Codex Gigas. The book is written on human skin. You might need to read from that book yourself. You might need to conjure up those demons and entities yourself and watch them take over your house. You might need to have that experience like me. And so people think the stuff I'll be saying is not true. So I need to say it so you can go do it. And then call me back and like one of my clients who, you know, hey, go on out there and do you boo-boo. That's the purpose of the next series. The purpose of the next series is to silence all of the naysayers. I recommend that you listen closely. I recommend that you take notes. I recommend you go to the website. I recommend that you pronounce the words. Sprinkle the blood. Do what you got to do. So that way you can go ahead and have the experience, and then you can move on and start living your life the way Christ, the real Christ, designed it, not Constantine's version. See, in all of the movies, the priests get their ass whooped by the demons. That don't happen in my life. But in the movies, the priest don't got no more power. The devil got all the power because they're two sides of the same coin. Now, you hear people say that, and you never researched it. You never read the secret book of John. You never read the gospel of Mary Magdalene. You never read the gospel of Thomas or the gospel of Philip. Are some of the ancient texts that we're going to be breaking down in this next series. So the next series is designed to remove all of the technological and the grammata or the grammaria or this word, which is the nine triangles, spelled T-E-C-H-A-T-R-Y, which we will be breaking down what that means. Don't have to worry about writing it down now. We're going to get to it during the series. And we will read where it says in the ancient text, and when the Father who begat it perceived and created an image of the eternal gods, that it had motion and life, he rejoiced, and he was pleased, and he bethought him to make it yet more nearly like its own pattern. That's from an ancient text called Plato Timaeus. We're going to break that down. Now, a lot of this stuff again, I would never share, or I had no plans on sharing this, because I knew that if somebody really wanted to know, that God would lead them and guide them into all truth the same way that he has led me and guide me into all truth. But I know that I have an organization called Life Management, or the Eagles Club, and there are certain members that's inside that other organization, and they have a battle that is going on with a negative habit pattern or their current belief system. And the current belief system will stay in place because, again, of something that was done by the Archons. So the Archons in the ancient text, it explains and it says in vivid detail how the Archons dulled the mind of mankind. And this Archon, one of this Archon's name that I've said before is Yabato. The other name is Sabato. Now, both of these names are also inside of the Old Testament, and that is the Old Testament God. Now, I've asked, begged, pleaded for 20 years or since I've been doing this that you look this up for yourself. If I've asked and told everybody, when the God that appeared to Moses and he showed him his hind part in Exodus 33:23, I asked you to look it up, not believe me. And then the learned and astute person that you are, I know you've already done that, so you understand. Now, I did a seven-hour series called Bnei HaNakash. And in that seven-hour series that I did a few years ago, it talks about, and I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified, the upright talking snake, whom a lot of people call Lucifer. And so now I need to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify what it says in the Apocrypha of John when it says, the chief ruler, Yabato, said, I will make their minds dull, so they do not see or understand. So everybody that's a part of the life management system, you can't see or understand. Regardless of how much informing or information I give you, you can't, because your mind has been dulled. Now, I've known this since I started the system. This ain't new. It ain't rocket science. Same thing happened to me, happened to you. Nobody is exempt. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. But I figured that you wanted to go through, like me, the five-year route. But I'm finding out that there's people who are wired differently from me. They ain't interested in reading 50 books. They're not interested in going through 365 audio shows. They ain't interested in doing 101s for 5 years. After a year or two, they're like, okay, Doc, where's my wealth, bro? Where's my wisdom? Where's my relationship? Where's my health? Well, you're on year two or year three. You got 3-4 more years to go. If you're like me, it took me 40 years to get to where I'm at. But these young whippersnappers that come into the program now, man, I got this one young cat, he's like 20, 21 years old, and he's like ready to roll. Now, when I was 21, I was out chasing, you know, women. I was on the 3Fs, fun, fighting, and effing. But I'm getting 21-year-old men. They're interested in the 3Fs. They want life, not knowledge. And they don't want no, now I lay me down to sleep message. They're not like me. They're on fire for truth. Not King James version of it. I'm getting young dudes in the program and women in the program that are really on fire for truth. They don't want the 10-year program that I got. I thought that 10-year program was great because I didn't want to have nobody sipping soup out of a straw. I didn't want anybody to experience the pain. I didn't want nobody to feel lost. I didn't want the rug pulled off from underneath you. I didn't want nobody to feel spiritually raped, like violated, like I felt when I found this out. So I was easing everybody into it. But in 2018, the big G was like, hey, homie, take the gloves off. There's folks that's ready to go to the next level. So for everybody that's ready to go to the next level, this series is for you. Now, I'm warning you in advance. I say this shit on a lot of shows, but this is for real. This is the most dangerous show I've ever done. Now, the last show was dangerous, but I've never said names and places of entities, because remember, if you see them, they see you. But see, something happens when you got dynamis power. When you know you got the biggest gun in the fight, you like me, you don't have no more fear. This show, the next series, removes all fear. What does that mean? See, knowledge does something, not worldly knowledge, gnosis. no self. The word gnosis means no self. When you get rid of the self, you can see. Right now, the only reason you can't see is because of the self, the ego. You're fighting for the ego. I guarantee you, everything that you've done today was for the self, meaning it was for your health or for your wealth or for your wisdom or for your relationship. Everything that you've done. You went to work to make money, you take care of yourself. You put food in your mouth this morning to take care of yourself. You drove the speed limit this morning, this afternoon, to take care of yourself. You're sitting in the comfort of your home because you want to be comfortable. You want to make it comfortable for yourself. I guarantee you everything that you've done today has been for yourself. Anybody different? Yeah, I didn't think so. Everything that you've done is for yourself. Why? We're in an environment. That's the rule. The rule of the environment, state preserves self. And the Bible says in Galatians 5, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer self. It's no longer I who live, but Christ. That's the smoking gun. See, the smoking gun is to do what it says that I talked about in the last series. Now, remember, we went through five scriptures. We read Matthew 10:39. We read Matthew 16:25. We read Mark 8:35. We read John 12:25. We also read Luke 9:24. And those five scriptures, they all said the same thing. They all said, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. It says, anybody who wishes to find his life must lose it. Anybody who loses his life for my sake will find it. All I do on January 1st, 2009, says, God, I don't want my life. I want to die now. He says, bam, you qualified and into the kingdom. I mean, that's it? That was it? Because I was taught something else. No. He said, this is what he told me. I don't know what he told you. To enter into the kingdom, he said, you must deny yourself. You must pick up your cross, and you must follow. That's what I did on January 1st of 2009. I recommend you do the same thing. In this course, that's what I'm teaching you. The life management system, that's what I was teaching, the five-year process to get to that point. During this series, I'm going to teach the five-minute process to get to that point. And what's that? Simply saying that statement. What statement? Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. So I don't want to be a friend of the world. Now, remember, don't say it unless you mean it. Because when you make the statement, then your love of the world is gone. Poof. Going to cost you. May cost you your job. May cost you your marriage. May cost you your family. Because what you're saying is nobody comes before God. Nobody comes before the truth. When you make that statement, all lies, the smoke goes away. You can see clearly now. The rain is gone. And what you're going to see is you're going to feel that, like it says in the Gospel of Thomas. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be startled. You're going to be amazed. And then you're going to rule. That's the three-step process that I went through. But you ain't got to take the 10, 15, 20-year route. You can take the five-minute route. So for everybody that wants to take the five-minute route, the next series is entitled Replacing Error with the Truth, Not a Truth. In that, we're going to go through a lot of the ancient texts, the primary one that says, and thus the whole creation was made blind in order that they, the fake gods, the creative gods, in order that they, and in that word they is the archons, in order that the archons may keep you blind, so that way you, the immovable race, is what you're called in the ancient text, immovable, meaning you can't, nothing can move you. In order that the created ones may not know God. Let me read that again from the Apocrypha of John. That's not a canonized book. There's a reason why it's not canonized. They, the archons, the prince of the air, the prince of this world, they don't want you to know this. So they had to dumb you down on purpose so you cannot comprehend what I'm saying. See, people told me this. I couldn't comprehend it. I couldn't comprehend it. But the people that were saying it to me, they was laughing at me. Because they were Satanists. And they chose that they saw this, they saw the truth, and they said, yeah, but Satan pays well, so We're not interested in knowing the creator God. We like the creative one. And I said, well, I want to know the creator. And they said, okay, well, then you're not one of us. So let me read the text again that we're going to be breaking down on Saturday, January the 6th. Again, cost is $25 if you sign up now. A bit later is $49. After that, it's $99. Money is a non-issue. Introducing you to the truth, not a version of it, which says the whole creation was made blind. How much of the creation? Just the black people. No, just Chinese. Just Japanese. Just Caucasians. Just the birds. Just the tigers. The scripture says, the text says, the whole creation, all mass or matter. Now, I've been sitting there for 20 years. Sister Ellen sent me a website that had a great book in it. You know, I don't have to buy the book or read the website. I read a couple of pages of it, and I said, hey, that, you know, they know the sun. Now, they got some interesting stuff in there, too. But the gist of it, and so that gave me the verification or the okay to go ahead and share this, which is the whole creation was made blind in order that they, the immovable race, now remember, you can tell which is the immovable race by the blood, which I've already did the blood series, A positive, A negative, B negative, A, B positive, A, B negative, O positive, O negative. Yes, in that blood, there is the immovable. They cannot know God, who is above all of them, who's them, all of the races and all of the little g's. And because of the chain of forgetfulness, their sins are hidden. For they are bound with measures and times and moments. It's called memory, cellular memory. Since fate. And then it says, and fate is Lord over them. Now I'm reading from the Apocrypha of John, which you're going to break down later. So that verse says, and thus the whole creation was made blind in order that they, the created one, the immovable race, may not know their God, who is above all the other gods. And because of the chain, this whole blockchain thing, you know where they get that from? That is your DNA, carbon. You know how carbon works? Carbon works by putting carbon in blocks to create a chain called DNA. So cryptocurrency is reversed DNA. It is reversed loose and far. That's why it's called crypt, which means hidden cave. Don't believe me, look it up. Currency, which means frequency. How the frequency keeps you in the cave. Don't tell nobody I told you. Now, remember, it says you got to be chained together. The only way that it works is if the previous chain block verifies the next chain block that it is of which deity. So the original block is Lucifer. The original block is phosphorus. The original block is phosphate. The original block, and every block after that is verified. So that way Lucifer keeps the authenticity of his race, or the authenticity of the chain, so you can't break it. That's how you kept in this loop, or you kept in this dimension, or you kept in this dirt suit. Now, again, this is just the intro. I'm just making statements. You need proof for the people that's like me. Anybody can say anything. The nigga got some proof? Say, you ain't got no proof for what you're saying, dog. I ain't listening. So I got some proof for you, bro. So we're going to break down the science, we're going to break down the scriptures, and we're going to break down the ancient texts. Again, cost $25, starts January 6th, 12 noon, 7-hour, 7-part series. In order to be, again, or to continue in the life management system, it's a requirement, because otherwise I'm just preaching to the choir. Because why? That block can't be broken, because it's authentic. But it's authentically flawed, because the original block that holds the chain together is Lucifer. It's not the big G, as all of the ancient texts state. So So we got to go back to the original block that started the blockchain. So your DNA, the blocks of your DNA, the blocks of your grammar, the blocks of your blood, the blocks of your biology, the blocks of your theology, all everything on this is said, as I let me quote again, and thus the whole creation was made blind by Pharaoh. So in the pyramid text, you read the pyramid text? I want to pick the game. In the pyramid text, in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, you read the Egyptian Book of the Dead? In all of the ancient texts, it talks about how to put a disciple into a slumber or a sleep state by using Pharaoh. Pharaoh. And just keep, it's the vocalization of it. It is the phonetics, the definition. It is a pronunciation. That's why I thank God I never learned phonics. Hooked on phonics did not work for me. The best my gift, been a functional illiterate. And I was crying and begging God, not knowing that my curse is my cure. That's the only reason I can stand here and talk to you today. Because half the shipments I read, I could not pronounce. And the fact that I couldn't pronounce it is the only reason that I wasn't cursed by it. That's the, not a, truth. So in this series, again, you're not designed to die. You're programmed to die by your speech. So we got to break that down. Because it says in the ancient text, the host of the rulers and the demons plotted together. As I've talked about inside of my book, The Cosmic Oracle. They mixed fire and water together with four blazing winds, four corners of the winds. They melted them together to create turbulence. It's called polarity. Adam was brought into the shadow of death because originally he wasn't. He was made in the shadow of light or life. But they pulled them. How did they do it? Better break that down. They intended to make him anew, this time from earth. Because before he wasn't made from earth. This time from earth, from water, from fire, from wind, which is matter, which is darkness, which is desire, which is the artificial spirit. If there's an official one, there's an artificial one. So somebody got an artificial spirit, a.k.a. counterfeit conversion. Then it goes on and it states, this is become a tomb. The womb is the tomb. Anybody come here not from the womb? Anybody astral project here from another planet? Okay, thank you very much. So we all in a tomb. It's called a body. This became the tomb, a new kind of body to replace the original body. And then the verse goes on and explains how they, the archons, pulled off the greatest trick, trapping light in body. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years. I just didn't have the proof. Or I didn't have somebody else saying the same thing that was maybe, you know, Caucasian, blonde hair, and blue eyes because, you know, hey, if it's white, it's right. Then Sister Ellen sent me this website, and hey, so now I can share it. So that way when people say, well, they're just a sharp black man saying it, we don't listen to him. I can say, well, hey, that's another white guy saying it too. Go check out his stuff. Now, back in the day, I used to hang out with Zen Garcia and John the Baptist and somebody. Why? What's the color of their skin? Y'all think I fell out the truck last night? No, I ain't fell out the truck last night. I've been saying this a lot longer. But the universe that we live in, the system is white supremacy, not the individuals. So I got a lot of good white friends, but I know that I'm in a white system. Because I understand how the system was designed. And it was made from water, from Atlantis. It wasn't made from carbon. As I talked about in the melanin and the carbon series. That's why there will always be racism on this planet. Because the reptilians ain't stupid. So my brothers and my sisters, again, go to make the payment, just go to the website, MasterTeacher33, click on the link that says donation, make the $25 donation, and we start Saturday. And like I said, on all my shows, except for this time, it's for real. And it's been for real every time I've said it, because every time I've shared information, I've shared some information that was needed at that point in time in history. This is 2018. New year, new message. No more blind leading the blind. It's time to take the gloves off. No more, 5-year program. No more 1-year program. We can get it done in 5 minutes. And how do we get it done? Expose the enemy. Point him out. Because what happens, all the chains drop. Because remember what it says, and let me close with this. I think it's John 8 somewhere. It says, the truth will make you free. So this is how you know you got it. Because if you're not free, freedom, what does that mean to you? The truth will set you free. The truth will make you free. Different versions, John, what was it? Yeah, John 8:32. This is how you will know. It says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's it. So if you don't have freedom, you don't have truth. Freedom. What is freedom? Wealth, health, wisdom, relationship. The ability to have your spirit have power over your flesh. To me, that's freedom. Everybody else's definition is different. Whatever your definition of freedom is, this message will meet that definition for you. Because this is the truth. It is not a version of it. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It ain't going to ask you. It's going to make you free. Again, go to the website, MasterTeacher33.com. The website, MasterTeacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make a $25 donation. After the 6th, it goes up to $49. After the 7th, it goes up to $99. For members that's part of the life management system, regardless of when you make the donation, it's always the same, $25. Brothers and sisters, very important. Remember, if this doesn't bear witness with your spirit, don't listen to it. Don't join me. But if it does bear witness with your spirit, I will see you Saturday at 12 noon, January the 6th, as we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the truth, not a version of it. And the truth is...